This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd. U.S. President Joe Biden says the U.S. military mission in Afghanistan will end August 31st. Speaking at the White House, the president said that he would not send another generation of Americans into war in Afghanistan. Biden said that Afghan leaders would have to come together and other countries in the region would have to work to find a peaceful solution to ongoing conflict there. Biden said a takeover by the Taliban is not inevitable, and he trusts the capacity of the Afghan military to resist them. The president said earlier this year he wanted all American troops out of Afghanistan by September 11th, the 20th anniversary of Al-Qaeda terrorist attacks on the United States. The Taliban has increased its attacks in recent weeks as the last U.S. and NATO troops get ready to leave. Police Chief Leon Charles said in a televised news briefing on Thursday that Haiti's police have captured six of the men who assassinated President Jovenel Moïse and is hunting for the masterminds behind the operation. Charles appealed to the population to cooperate with security forces and not to cause unrest after a crowd formed outside a police station in the capital, Port-au-Prince, where suspects were being held. Meanwhile, the UN Special Envoy for Haiti said Thursday that Prime Minister Claude Joseph will continue to lead the Caribbean nation until an election is held. UN Special Envoy for Haiti Helen Lalim said virtually from New York that Joseph told her Wednesday he intends to stick to a plan to hold a first round of parliamentary and presidential elections September 26th, with a second round in November. For more on these stories and the rest of the day's news, visit our